Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from the 16th to 23rd of February 2017. We've got Eric Walpole leaves Valve, Steam price hike, the future of Skyrim, and Civilization 6 workshop support. Let's get to it. Eric Walpole, part of the writing team behind the Portal, Half-Life, and Left 4 Dead series, as well as the Team Fortress 2 comics, has left Valve. It is rumored that his departure will mean games from Valve might take a hit to the narrative aspect in the future. His most recent work is on Double Fine's Psychonauts 2, which is led by LucasArts veteran Tim Schafer. While Eric has yet to make an official statement, he has previously mentioned working in his niece's juice shop in Cleveland, of all things. Most expect he will continue to work on Psychonauts. Steam prices will go up in 10 countries in March as they comply with new sales tax jurisdictions. Iceland will see the biggest hike at 24%, followed by Serbia at 20%, then India and my own New Zealand at 15%. The other countries are Switzerland, South Korea, Japan, South Africa, Taiwan, and Australia. The prices will be included in the game's sales price to make things as simple as possible. Valve say they expect to add more countries in the future, depending on applicable law. Bethesda say both Skyrim and Fallout 4 still have millions of daily players, with a new interest in the former after the remastered edition was released. The studio say they want to focus more on telling stronger stories in future games, feeling that they haven't quite cracked the perfect way to achieve this. Their next major game will be The Elder Scrolls 6, which they say you shouldn't expect any time soon. They are also working on a second big project, which is unrevealed, but they describe as classically Bethesda. A milestone for a different game was reached this week by Dota 2, which has just surpassed its 3 billionth match. The statistic is tracked by an external site, whose records date back to 2010. The record-breaking game was played in Asia, not surprisingly, and lasted 44 minutes with 86 kills. Dota 2 was the most played game on Steam last year, with an average of over 630,000 players an hour. Blizzard will end support for its games on Windows XP and Windows Vista later this year. While Microsoft hasn't supported the operating system for 8 and 5 years respectively, Blizzard has waited until most of its player base had upgraded their OSs before making this decision. It affects World of Warcraft, StarCraft 2, Diablo 3, Hearthstone, and Heroes of the Storm. A Bioshock movie may still be in the works, helmed by Pirates of the Caribbean director Gore Verbinski. He says the original proposition was risky at the time for two reasons: the expensiveness of the sets needed, and Verbinski's unwillingness to make anything less than an R-rated film, something not popular with Universal. The latter may now have changed, with R-rated successes like Deadpool proving to be a hit. The information was provided during a Reddit AMA with the director, and so does not confirm anything concrete. In game release and update news, Civilization 6 will be receiving workshop support, official modding tools, and multiplayer teams in a coming update, things which were strangely missing at launch. Also being added is the Australian Civilization, led by World War II era John Curtin, a first for the series. The update is due sometime during the Australian summer, which is the current season. Square Enix is opening a new studio, Studio Estolia, helmed by veteran Hideo Baba. Baba was heavily involved with Namco's Tales of series. The studio's focus is to create a new IP while continuing to work on existing franchises. Its first game will be Project Prelude Rune, described as a new type of RPG fantasy which will span vast landscapes filled to the brim with a plethora of life. Payday 3 is now officially in production, according to Starbreeze, with the comment that it won't be rushed. The company says the project will enjoy as much time as we deem is needed. It will be done when it's done. This is our single most important brand today and the cornerstone of our business, and we will treat it accordingly. They later add updates on the game's production might be scarce and far between due to the extended timeline. And in esports news, even though the game is still in early access, H1Z1, King of the Kill, is getting its first official team-based tournament. 15 teams will compete for a $300,000 prize pool, with the whole event being broadcast during prime time on the CW network. Each team will have 5 players, all of whom will enter into the arena at the same time, placing great importance on early game strategy. The event will also be on edge the whole way through, as once a player dies, he's down for good with no respawns. A 5-part documentary on the event will also be broadcast, which starts on April 20th. The CSGO DreamHack Masters took place in LA this week, with Polish team Virtus Pro taking out the Brazilian SK Gaming 2-1, laying claim to $200,000. Previous title holders Ninjas in Pyjamas choked out in their first playoffs game, losing 2-0 against Astralis, similar to their recent defeat at the Dota 2 Asia Championships. American Dr. Jiki Ninki beat Canadian Doc Own in the Hearthstone Championship Tour Winter Playoffs 3-0. Dr. Jiki Ninki will advance to the Global Finals in the Bahamas in March this year. Another 3 teams from each geographical area have qualified for the Heroes of the Storm Clash events in the qualifiers this week. A mid-season brawl and then another clash will all lead up to the Grand Final in November. The top sellers on Steam this week were For Honor, GTA 5, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Sniper Elite 4, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Conan Exiles, and CSGO. Finally, my favourite story of the week was that a Russian man was stabbed to death over an argument with his friend about graphics cards, specifically whether AMD or Nvidia have the better coolers. The two were both software developers and co-workers, and were having the discussion in a bar. Several drinks later, and things had escalated, ending with the Nvidia supporter taking a knife to his companion. He has been sentenced to 9.5 years imprisonment. Russia, eh? You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have 2 links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and basically every other podcast service you can think of, and YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. And please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you next week.